Right now, we're keeping it 100 about the repeal of Obamacare. You on the line with Willie Moore Jr. How does this affect you personally?
Oh, man, how you doing? Listen, man, it's really not affecting me, but it's affecting people around me.
Yeah.
And the thing I want my people to know that if you trust God, he got us. Like, it's nothing that Donald Trump can do that can stop what God already has planned for us.
Indeed.
So if we hold on to that, we won't have to worry about it. I'm just keeping it 100, flat out.
Thank you, man of God. You're on the line with Willie Moore Jr. What's your name and where you calling us from?
My name is Jamie, and I'm calling from D.C.
Man, D.C. is in the house, man. I couldn't wait to hear from somebody from our nation's capital. Keep it 100. How does this repeal affect you personally?
So it affects me personally because, one, I live with a pre-existing condition.
Wow.
So I have epilepsy, and not only that, but I live with lupus and diabetes also. So for me, it's the question of, will I be able, even though I do have insurance, you know, blessed enough through my husband's job, but if something shall happen, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my family if something shall occur? And so it definitely hits the heart and it hits home because it's something that's necessary. You know, I can die from any of my illnesses tomorrow, you know, but him taking this and just saying, okay, I want to repeal it, and but you don't know what you're going to replace it with, that's a problem to me.
That's good. That's good.
You know, and just trying to keep the faith, and that's why I also, you know, started my business to help people understand what their rights are as a patient and things like that. But personally, it worries me. It scares me to, like, my soul right now. I'm just keeping it 100, flat out.
Family, the House is planning to repeal Obamacare, and people across the country are reacting. You on the line with Willie Moore Jr. Keep it 100. How do you feel about this, and how does this affect you personally?
Well, I think what happened with the Senate, the House Senate, when President Obama introduced the act, I think someone got in and messed it up. It doesn't affect me directly, nor my family. I, like the prior caller, I've been very blessed with a wonderful job that gives me very great insurance. But I think it could use an overhauling.
Yeah.
The Obamacare, I don't think it should be taken away because I think Obama's plan was so that people could have affordable health care because there were so many people that does not or had not had health care. I do not agree with Trump just totally getting rid of it because my thought is he's getting rid of it because he didn't want it to be said that President Obama had put something in that went throughout history. I am just keeping it 100 flat out.
Thank you, beautiful. Hey, you on the line with Willie Moore Jr. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
This is Betty Pepper. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
And you don't sound like you happy about this at all.
I am so disappointed. I am so through with Donald Trump, with his stupidity, not thinking about who it's going to affect. But I think it's very personal because I am insured with what they call the Affordable Care Act. But I think what happens is he wants to just get President Obama's name off of it. He wants his name, Trump Care. What kind of mess is that? Trump don't care. Yeah, keep it 100 flat out.
Thank you. Big Man, the producer, so many people are checking in. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, same thing if you didn't know it, and just how it's being repealed by Congress.
Right. So far, the House has voted to repeal and replace. It has to go through the Senate now. So
okay.
It's on to the Senate. And
it was very close in the House.
Yes, extremely close in the House.
217 to 213.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And so if the Senate decides that, you know, to pass it, then it becomes law. If not, then we back to the drawing board for Trump.
Yeah.
And so there's still a possibility that this thing is squashed.
Praise God. Family, so many people are checking in, keeping it 100 with us. As we know, the House decided to repeal Obamacare. Of course, it still has to go through the Senate before it's passed. But I do know this, many people are a little afraid, but we don't walk in the spirit of fear. I want you to keep it 100. How does this affect you personally? Flat out.
It affects me personally and professionally. I'm a licensed navigator for the state of Georgia for Obamacare. And I've been working with this since the beginning. And just to see the amazing on people's faces to realize they can, you know, afford, you know, insurance now with the subsidies. And if they appeal it, they're talking about taking it away, and it's going to be based on your age and not your income and your household size. So a lot of people are really going to, you know, lose out on health insurance because of that.
And like I said, I've been working with it since day one. And when they first rolled out, when they did the stats at the end, really, they found that more white women in the Midwest signed up for Obamacare than anywhere in the United States.
Wow.
You know, I'm keeping it 100 flat out.
Wow, I cannot believe how many people have so much dis-ease in their body. I want to do this. I want to pray for this nation as promised. And family, what I want you to do is come into agreement with the words of this prayer. Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you so much for this nation. I thank you for what you're going to do in this nation because it belongs to you. Father, I pray for every person right now who may be living in fear because of the decisions of legislation and people in the House of Representatives. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would miraculously heal every person under the sound of my voice, because 2,000 years ago, you paid it all for us. And Father, we take full advantage of that healing, and we declare in the name of Jesus that we will be bold about our faith and bold about our beliefs. And on this National Day of Prayer, my prayer is that people who have kingdom influence will be aligned with your word, aligned with your will, and they will begin to make kingdom decisions boldly and unapologetically. Father, I pray for this great nation because we know that you are our Father, and I pray that we will get back to the main thing, and we will put the Bible back in its place in our hearts every single day. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Family, it's the National Day of Prayer. And I believe with your agreement and with our faith that we're going to take this great nation to where it's supposed to be. Communities are going to rise up. Churches are going to rise up. Young people are going to rise up. And I believe in all of my heart that we will see the change that we're praying for really soon.